welcome to our Monday night conference call on BDS Radio. And this is a simulcast call. For those people that are checking in on the conference line, we're on the air. This is a simulcast call between a conference line and a internet broadcast. And every time you hear a beep, somebody is coming into our call. And for those of you that are listening on BDS, we do something unusual here, and it's something that you're going to have to pay very close attention during the course of this next hour to what I would call the vibrations in your space. Because not only are we having a simulcast between the BBS radio network and a telephone conference call, we're also having a... simulcast is not the right word. We're also having a integration of energies during this call with, well, let's just say we say we're doing this, and you have to check it out and see if it's true. We're having an integration of energies with intelligent beings that are outside of this realm that identify themselves as group souls and that can beam into your space with your permission, love, light, energy. And we'll talk more about that and why in the course of the show, just, you don't have to believe it, just be sensitive, listen to the words, and be relaxed. And we started out doing this on a telephone conference call, and we did it for quite some time, and it was kind of an experiment. So now we're continuing the experiment on BBS as a internet broadcast. So if you choose to be, because there's free will here, you are part of the experiment. And for many people, there's been a lot of positive benefits. So what we normally do, let me see here.
There are 7 participants in the conference.
So we have 7 people on the conference tonight, and I thought that I would let themselves identify themselves, which normally we do before we check into BBS, but today we didn't. So is there anybody on the East Coast? I'd like to say their name and their city.
Yeah, this is Wayne in South Carolina.
Hi, Wayne. And anyone else?
This is Robin in Elgin, Illinois.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Wynn.
We're on the air.
Okay, good.
And anyone else?
Jackie in San Diego.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Anna and Lisa, San Francisco and Brooklyn.
Anna and Lisa. Okay.
Hello.
And anyone else?
Yes, Aaliyah in Missouri.
Wait a second. Aaliyah in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
Mary Jo, Klamath Falls.
Mary Jo, Klamath Falls. And I hear one person with their television on. Who's got their television on? See if they'll confess.
Francis in California.
Hi, is that your television, Francis?
I don't have television.
I didn't think so. I would think Francis does not look like the kind of person that has a television, okay? And who else? I'd like to say your name and your city.
This is Margaret from San Francisco.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
You're on the air, so if you want to say something dumb, this is the time to do it. Anyone else on there? Okay. Is Terry there? Is Terry on the line yet? Okay.
All callers are muted.
So, I was sharing with the people in BBS listening, if there's somebody listening, that, we are having a conference call. call. That's maybe instead of saying a simulcast, it's an intergalactic conference call, multidimensional conference call, because we've invited consciousnesses onto the call from all over the galaxy and maybe further, and they say they're showing up. Now, sometimes they talk to us, and we have conversations with them. I don't know if that's going to happen today or not, but the important aspect of this, sometimes when people first get exposed, it's kind of a phenomenal experience, and they say, wow, this is really neat. There's voices talking to me from the Andromeda system, and believe me, when I was a kid, I was a ham radio operator, and I used to get excited when I talked to somebody from the USSR. I used to go home from school, and I'd be doing Morse code on my ham radio, and we had these big antennas on our little row house in Philadelphia, and I was like an anomaly of the neighborhood with my antenna that would spin around. And I know when I left Philadelphia and went to college, for years, the neighbors, anytime anything broke on their TV, the first thing they did was call my mother and ask her if I was still on the air. And so now it's kind of simplified because instead of having ham radio with all that big electronic equipment, now we have humans who are radio receivers, and they're able to actually tune in to the frequencies from other realms and bring in messages, not necessarily of dead people or deceased people, because the first time people hear this, the people are used to watching TV and John Edwards, and maybe they think that that's what we're doing, but it's not. It's not what we're doing. We're doing group energies. We're doing huge conglomerates of energies that are close to the beginning of creation that are actually communicating really, really important stuff about this particular evolutionary period that mankind is going through. And this is controversial, it's catalytic, and yet, if you pay attention to it for long enough period of time, if you hear all the stories, the circumstances, the events, the little miracles, the synchronicities, anyone who pays attention to it is probably not only going to believe it, but probably have some personal experience of their own in terms of the connection with these group energies. And it's subtle. It's not like bangs you over the head. It's like feeling an opening of their energy systems in your body. Feeling chakra openness, if you know what that word is. Feeling a tingling. Seeing little flickers of light in the room. And many people have had this experience. In fact, before I had any of these conversations, I could see those kinds of things in my field. But you know what? I never had the remotest idea that was intelligence that was in the space with me. And when I was seeing flickers, it was observing me and my consciousness. And I did not know how to communicate with it. In fact, I never even tried, never even considered the possibility. I thought it was some kind of phenomena of the universe. And then when I began writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I read about the Ra group, I learned that that's kind of how they described that they were would enter this realm. So there's a lot to this, and if anyone who's listening on BBS for the first time tonight, I would suggest that you email me for my free book, which is Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which tells the story of how all this occurred for me. And you can email me at winfree@yahoo.com. And you can also visit the website conversationswithmygirlfriend.com. And you can also read my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which is available on the website Cayce's Back or in Barnes & Noble or in Amazon. And basically, all of it is the same thing that's reiterated and reiterated and reiterated, that we are in the middle of what they call a dimensional shift, a change of frequency on our planet. And why is it important to expose yourself to this? Because, first of all, if one is in this realm and one is cut off from how all of this works, then it's understandable that one would have doubt, because all you see is what you get. You're human, you're physical, and how do you know there's more to life than that? And then if you read something, how do you know that what you read is the real description of how it is? How do you know you can trust it? So everyone alive or another is trying to figure out what can they trust down here, what's real, and oftentimes they give up the idea completely that anything is possible to validate, and they just say, either I'm going to live by faith because we can't validate this, or I'm going to live as if this is all there is, because you can validate that. You can validate your physical existence, validate your physical body, you can validate your car. And so if you can't validate that there's anything more than that, why not just live like that's all there is and have a good time? And that's not a, how would I say, unreasonable conclusion, except if you study my work. And not only my work, other people's, but you have to really study it. You can't look at it and just say, I don't want to believe that. You have to look at the experience. You have to look at what happened to a person. You have to look at the phenomena. You have to look at the wisdom of whoever's speaking through that person. You have to say, where did that come from? How could they speak like that? Where did that information come from? And then you have to evaluate. Once you assume that the information is coming from other dimensions, you have to decide if it's positive. Is there an intention involved? Is there a agenda? Is there something that somebody is trying to get from you in a sneaky way that you don't know that they're doing it until you're had? So, you know, one's job is not easy, because you cannot just be a follower and say, I believe in this information, I'm going to follow it. One of the things that I had done was I cross-referenced lots and lots of material, because once I started to see the pattern that channeled material could be relevant, could be positive, and that most of the people who were channeling could not make up what was coming through them, because I used to think that they could when my first, my first exposure to the idea of channeling. But when I realized that they couldn't make it up, it was too wise for them, the English was too good. It was something that was, you know, beyond what, especially when I knew some of the people, and I knew they couldn't make up those kinds of sentence structures or concepts, it was obvious that there was an intelligence speaking through them. And this intelligence has been trying for millenniums, tens of thousands of years, to make a difference on this planet. And they have their own challenge of being believed and being credible and being able to offer things of value, because it's not easy to do it down here. And even when it's done, it's not easy to keep it from being corrupted, because even when the best things happen from the highest of sources in this realm, it does not take long, in most cases, for huge corruption to occur, and the most positive things have the very opposite effect of their original intention. And so the sources on the other side know that, and they know every time they do this that it's very likely that will happen. And here they are, they're doing it again. And, of course, I am done my best to try to set up circumstances so this can stay as pure as it can for as long as it can. Well, one of the things that was quite amazing was, as I started cross-referencing different channels, I would find this information that was at first fairly obscure to me. I never heard it before. And suddenly, there's all these different channels that were coming through with very similar scenarios, very similar. And it was like Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind, where people all over the planet were getting the same message and, of course, ending up at that spaceship to go off to some higher level. Well, what are some of the commonalities of all these messages? And I'm going to cross-reference a few of them during this call. One of the things is that we are at the end of a cycle. Some people call it a 75,000-year cycle. Some people call it a bigger cycle than that. But there's something going on that there's no reference point in recent times in recorded history for what's happening. That is runs the gamut of people who channel. Then there is the fact that we have DNA, and our DNA has 12 strings, but for most people, only 2 strings are activated. And there is this new energy that's coming in on the planet that, if you can open to it, activate your DNA and open up additional strings. And opening up additional strings means that you now have more psychic powers, you have more telepathic, and you have more, metaphysical savvy. And, of course, opening up these strings is also what helps you then to keep your own chakras open on a regular basis. And this dimensional shift and the splitting of souls helps to make sure that you qualify for the higher aspect of the shift. But to do this, you need to activate your DNA, and to activate your DNA, you need to start holding your heart chakra open so that this new vibration that's in your space has a portal to enter into your own mind-body system and start activating the DNA. And this is a common thing amongst many, many of the channeled sources. There's a DNA activation. What's another common thing amongst all these sources? The fact that there is a host of beings in other dimensions that are available to us anytime we can open up to their frequency and their energy, and they can help us. They can do things from their realms that can impact our realm. But the positive ones, because there are negative ones, the positive ones don't violate free will. So they need to be asked. And so these three things, in almost all positive channelings, there's some reference incorporated to talking about the truth of all of this. And, of course, we've had extensive channelings, and one of the things we're doing in this group that is different from most other people that I've been exposed to is that not only are we getting channeled messages that seem to be quite accurate and quite profound, we are having channeled messages publicly, which is very unusual. To be able to hold a safe and sacred space for these messages to be broadcast live on BBS to whoever's listening, to whatever skeptic is listening, and on these many Monday calls, we've had many, many, many times of very profound information broadcast. And that is not normally done, okay? Especially on such a consistent and accessible basis. And, of course, the people that have been on in our group for a period of time have had the opportunity to ask questions, to have almost anything that they can think of addressed by these sources. And then, once your mind starts to accommodate that it's real, because it has to bypass, or not bypass, but it has to go through the gateway of your mind. Your mind has to say, I think this is positive, I think I want more of this, I am open to the vibration of these guys. And once it passes that muster, that test of yours, then there's the chance to actually live in the experience of having them with you, connected with you, in the course of your day, in the course of your week. And to be able to, even though you may not be a channel, know that you can ask a question or make a statement to this energy, and it can hear you. So I said I was going to mention a couple people who were channels who I've been exposed to that I believe are positive and very, very much in exactly the same vein of the information, anyway, that we're bringing through. And this is a book. It's actually, I don't think it was ever published. It's by a woman by the name of Carolyn Evers. And it's called Chaos Before Creation. Let's see. She's got a different bunch of different chapters, and everyone talks to her from Julius Caesar to Marilyn Monroe. And you might consider, we live in the moment. Oh, here, this is an emissary angel. So this is an angelic group. Now, she's identifying it as an emissary angel, and usually angels are part of the Elohim group. Well, she doesn't use the word Elohim. But I thought I'd read a little bit and see if you get that vibration. Those of you who have listened on the call know that we've had many, many times live messages from both the Elohim and the Ra groups. Love has a very particular vibration, and all life responds to this vibration because it is the basis of all creation. God created in love, and love is the guiding principle of all happiness and advancement. One cannot achieve their goals without some form of love and service, even on your earth plane. So all have to be healed through love. And as the new dimension of reality settles upon your planet, love will be even more powerful because as one moves through the dimensions, love is more powerful. We of the upper planes live in a constant form of love. For us, it is more than love. It is a state of bliss. If you could think of your happiest experience and how you felt at that moment, that will give you some idea of our constant feelings, though you experience this happiness on a much diluted level. We live in the moment. We do not think of what you would consider the past or future. We experience the now, and that is our state also. We live in the now. We are told what will come down from levels higher than ours, and we will implement those guiding messages of love, development, and devotion. This is our only future that we experience. You might consider our lives as rather simple and basic, and I suppose it is. We have no worries, no anxieties. We understand who we are and who we serve. We understand that God is the source of existence, and we serve that God with all our hearts and minds and being. We follow these directives to the very best of our ability. And so we were given the role of acting as an intermediary between the God that we hold so dear and humanity. There is a small group of us that act as emissaries between Earth and the Most High. In our role as emissaries, we hold a spirit body that is similar to humanity's soul body, but the construction is different. We do not have what you call free will. We will not thwart our happiness by following error. It is not that we are unhappy because we do not have the choices that you have, but rather we feel very contented that we do not have the distractions from our happiness that we see on Earth. We do not feel that we have lost any opportunities. Rather, we see clearly our place in the workings of the cosmos. We were given a job, and we complete it, knowing that we serve God and fulfill our destiny, and we are very happy. This message isn't about us. I give you some background so you can understand something about us and what we do. Our message is that there will be a segment on Earth that will be very close to their original plan as they walk upon this planet. That brings us great joy. We understand that that segment will find the peace and joy that we experience all the time. Earth has been in a holding pattern since Atlantis. You are fully aware that that was the falling from a much higher soul ability to a very low soul ability. It is almost as if you died, drop in ability was so great. You have wandered in darkness, some of your own making, and some of it originated by those who wish to control you. Their control has been great, and there was a very long history on this earth where we feared that you would be lost. It has not been an easy time for the people on earth. For the first time in a very long time, there is an opportunity now for those who desire to advocate to throw off the yoke of control. We glory in that realization. What lies on the horizon for humanity is an advancement not only reaching your glories from the times of Atlantis, but even beyond that. This was a time when the thought process started the ability to create by bringing in energy from the unmanifested to the manifest. You are truly co-creators with the Godhead themselves. You could use the energy as it came directly from your source. You did this once, and you can do it again. In Atlantis, you could use the process of regeneration. Hopefully, what you learned there can be gained again without the destructive thoughts from those who would control and deceive. We feel this time that there will be a complete division between the two groups. If we can jumpstart the changing vibrations to a higher level, those who would control others will be left behind. Love is the only way to advance beyond the gap between the two divisions. One must be in a state of acceptance and love. Aligning yourself with God's will teaches you the way to surrender. One must surrender to your higher selves and in turn to the higher vibrations that ultimately stretch towards the center of the cosmos. Yes, you will have a direct link again with that source by becoming aware of your own connection to source and following it. That ability existed in the past, and it can be regained. There is something we wish to add to our information. Humanity carries the seed or cell from the source in their being. It is housed in the soul. You are a part of your God and gather information as if God were here experiencing your activities. The result coming from those deeds is the fabric of the information that you send back to your God. This has been the way of creation since the early beginning. This was the plan of Source. This is the reason why humanity is so precious in the sight of God. You are a cell of God experiencing life in this dimension. God will not leave you. You are more than God's children. You are a part of God, though a much diluted part. You were a speck thrown off by Godhead and gradually evolved over the eons of time. Angels cared for you during this development. This is why there is so much love for humanity in the hearts of the angels. Not only are you God's creation, and we would love you for that reason, but you are also a part of the Godhead themselves, and we were a part of your development. So understand that there is a wide band of angels that look after you. We will not intrude upon your freedom because we understand that our Creator gave this freedom to you. However, if invited, we will come into your lives in a manner that you do not understand. We stand at your elbow, ready to offer our assistance and ready to stand against your adversaries on your behalf. Our assistance is there for your development, never your pride or your march in obstinacy. For us to work with you, and for you, we must be certain that we are invited guests in your heart, and you have aligned yourselves with your God. These are the two requirements that we must see fulfilled before we can join you in your quest for development. All of your aspirations should be from that vantage point. You should be at the ready to advance work according to your choices and desire. We would like to discuss God's plan for humanity and this part of the universe. There has been a very long cycle that has been allowed to weave its ends upon this planet. Some understand the cycle of precession and understand that the Earth is approaching the end of a half cycle of precession, which is roughly 12,000 years. However, there are many cycles that are ending at this present time. You could say that there are cycles within cycles that are ending. One cycle is the 200,000 cycle, 200,000 years that contain the Atlantean energy. We wish to discuss that cycle that Earth has never participated in before. This cycle allows energy to come to a part of the cosmos without any interference or obstruction from any other contingency of life. The many trails of life have systems for its care, and there are levels of authority that are interspersed between the different layers of life. These are layers of responsibility. These layers of responsibility have duties to their authority. Some parts of the information have been deleted from the message as it traverses from humanity to the higher levels of existence. All negativity must be left on the lower levels of existence. It is the way of checkpoints between the different levels of existence. Negativity must never be transported to Source. That is the central and most basic requirement of our responsibility. However, there is an opening between Source and that part of the cosmos that traverses the space as it moves on the round of evolution. Great energy is showered from Source through that opening. Source doesn't take any information from this part of creation, but rather showers their light, which is very intense, upon through that opening. There is no free will for that part of the cosmos to be engulfed in that light. However, that part of creation, namely souls that do not wish to participate in the light, will not be participating on that life stream as it passes Source. For those who do not understand what we mean, we will explain it simply. That life forces that disagree with the vibration of love and peace will be removed from the planet before they traverse that opening. Do not misunderstand my words. You will not be removed through the directives of source. You will be removed through the directives of vibration. As the earth moves ever closer to that opening, there will be a disruption to the bodily cells of the human that is against God's will. The soul retreats, usually in death. They will reincarnate in another part of the cosmos that matches their vibration. So we would admonish you to go within and try and understand your goals and desires without any other person influencing you, and without your government or nationalism guiding you. You are children of the universe. Place your identity higher than your family or land or country or tradition. You are a child of the universe and have been in other parts of the universe before you came here. We would like to remind you of these things. You are more than your job or how much money you have accumulated or your position of power that you hold in this lifetime. Understand that this cycle holds everything that you could ever want in the way of desires. It is the fruition of all you are. It is the realization of your soul's purpose and your higher mind's guidance. Do not waste this opportunity. We are here. Call on us. It is our desire to be of assistance so you can see your highest accomplishments. You are the song of God being played in the dense levels of light. You are the will of God, enjoying God's creation, and will be bringing heaven on earth in bodies that have been glorified and advanced to hold all of the gifts of its maker. We say that this advancement holds everything that you have been promised. Think of this. You will be bathed in God's complete love and all the energies that God possesses. You will experience this from your soul's perspective and from your godly perspective. It will be like standing in the presence of God, because that is what it is like. God's radiance will move towards you and fold you in its love. We know and understand what this means. You, on the other hand, have forgotten this. You will not be disappointed if you love and desire God and God's will. We can tell you from personal experience, you will be fulfilled beyond your memory. Well, exactly everything that's said in our messages from a different human, but not such a different vibration. I mean, I don't have confirmation, but it certainly sounds like it's a connected energy to the Elohim energy that we have had so many times. And as we read these and talk about this, this is not just mental ideas for you to think about. All of us right now are in that flow of energy. Right now, it's there. It's radiating around you, through you. It's coming from, and we, of course, when we call in the light, we bring in the light from the universe, through the Hunab Ku, through our planetary system, through our bodies, into the earth. And it's happening all the time. All the time around us. And most of the time, we are unconscious to it. We're contracted, and we don't feel it, for most of us. Some do feel it, and they feel it often. And, Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just wanted to know, Terry is one of the people, one of the very special people that have been part of the creation of this group. Maybe part of the creation of the physical universe, but in more recent times, the creation of this group. And we've listened many, many times to her messages on this line, and she's in Los Angeles, and she works as a legal secretary, and, you know, it was a surprise to her and to me when these voices coming through her, and talking to me, and as an ongoing experience for a few years now. And so there's a really good chance that we may have a message from Source tonight, if Terry's in a good mood. And I think maybe before we do that, now I'm reminding everyone on BBS that we're doing a conference call, which means we have, I'll tell you how many people.
There are 17 participants in the conference.
Okay, we have 17 people in the conference line. And if you're listening on BBS, I would recommend that you find out the conference line number and perhaps check in sometime on the conference line. Because when the call on BBS is finished, we do something which is what I call calling in of the light, and people put their individual prayer requests. And many people have had some kind of phenomenal experience of something happening. And on this line, we are having a very unusual phenomena. Phenomena may not be the right word, but I'll say the word phenomena nonetheless. We're having this phenomena of connecting with this energy we're talking about in a direct way. We're having the experience of connecting with each other, but not in the physical, but in the realms of our own soul projection in a hologram that is beyond the physical and beyond space and beyond time. And within that connection, we have the opportunity to connect with other beings in those realms. And, of course, we can't see this. It's like an invisible process. So it's something that you, if you're looking at it for the first time, I would recommend considering the possibility, but certainly not believing. It's like those angels that were channeling through Carolyn Evers that I just read, saying how they were there for us. They really are. The problem is, it's so subtle that it's easy to miss. Plus, our minds, our logical thinking minds, will kind of deny the experience. Even Terry, who was channeling, or Daphne, who was channeling, oftentimes would say, I think I'm making it up. The connection is very subtle, and it's like a radio receiver. It's a feeling on the crown of your head. You can feel that there's an energy radiating from the crown of your head into the higher realms of the cosmos. And as that energy moves up and through, it becomes visible to these beings. Even though we can't see it, it becomes visible, and they can send it back to us. They can reflect it back, and you can practice. You can send energy up and wait, and oftentimes, if you're tuned in, you'll feel a blast of energy come back. And you'll think it's your imagination the first time you do it. You think you're making it up or you're talking yourself into it. But after a while, some of you will learn that it is very real and it is not your imagination, and that those beings are there and are desiring of communicating with you. It's a very personal experience that each of you can have. And that part of my goal is to create a reference point for that experience on this conference call so that you can live in that experience in your own life on a day-to-day basis and uplift those people who who you come in contact with. And so I'm going to open up the line and see. Someday maybe I'll ask to see if anyone on BBS wants to call. Assuming somebody's listening to us. But we'll open up the line, see if anyone on the conference line has a question, and maybe we'll address that question if Terry decides she wants to bring forth a channeling.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, our line is unmuted. Anyone want to share anything or have a question? Going once.
Which angels were they?
Which angels that I was reading?
Yes.
Who's asking that question, by the way?
Lisa, San Francisco.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
You know, they may not answer that, but you know, but we'll leave that up for comment. The reason they may not answer it is because when I bring material, you know, it's not often that I bring in material from other people, and you know, I don't want to be normally commenting on other people's material in a way that they haven't commented themselves. Do you follow? In other words, the woman who channeled that just identified that as angels. So it's like for me to go in and make a more specific identification might be a violation of her free will, since she put that out in the world. So it's very likely that they wouldn't answer that question.
Huh.
And it's just kind of like Matthew's source. Have you been on our Wednesday night line, right? Have you, Lisa?
So far I have not been able to.
Oh, you never have. Okay. Well, Matthew's source, and, you know, Matthew chooses to identify his source as a source. And I was kind of certain that whoever his source was part of a Ra group, and they kind of admitted it in a very backwards way in one of the channelings when they were asked. But you see, the person who's channeling has their own predispositions, and if I was to become an expert and answer and bring forth information on somebody else's channelings that they didn't bring forth themselves, then I might be violating their free will. So that's why, that's a very good question, and it's something that I learned over time, that if a source is honoring free will, it may not bring forth that information. But we'll see. We'll see.
Is there still a way to ask that question?
Well, you know what? They're listening now, so if they want to answer it, they'll answer it. Okay? We don't have much time, Terry. I'm talking so much. But I'll tell you what. We have about 7 minutes, so I better mute everybody.
Thank you.
All callers are muted.
Okay, everybody's muted. And I'll just quickly call Terry. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you feel okay to just come on for a few seconds and say something?
I'm not properly connected.
I was gonna call in the light, okay? I wasn't just gonna do it without calling in the light. I'll call in the light, and then if it's not connected up, we won't do it, okay?
Okay.
You know, one of the things about a public thing like this is that one can't control all the variables, like the channel is working, the channel is tired, I'm not conducting myself to bring in their frequencies, whatever. So I never announced that there's going to be a channeling. But what I will do is call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Hunab Ku through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, those who would voluntarily choose, we invoke a group energy amongst all of us on this line, and we invite those positive service to other sources operating in the Christed light to join with us. And that if you shut your eyes, those of you who are on, you may feel the energy. Some of you will feel that energy come down through your crown chakra and your third eye as we do this and invite them. And we are actually communing in our energy fields. And we have very little time, just a couple, 3 minutes, that even puts us over. But I'll give the opportunity to see if a source wants to greet us through Terry.
We greet you in love light. There is a softness to the love light. It is a very high frequency, and you might feel this now, the ones that are listening around you and into your space, on the edges of your space. Concerning the question about the angels, these are particular angels that work with that particular channel and are familiar to that channel in our voices through that channel that she has communed with. They have the higher connection with archangels. It is a structure in an organization. One can get support from the higher dimensions. The channel that was read gets information through the angels that she works with, who are then part of a higher organization. That is all we're prepared to say about this. At this time, we honor and love the work done by such channels as was read tonight. We send our greetings to each and every one of you on the line. And if any of you have specific requests in your own heart for the highest good, be sure to ask, because this will allow us, by the free will cause, to be able to work with you and help you with your request. Adonai, we bid you good day.